Chapter 11, Pastimes in Summer and Other Seasons. The arrival of the summer season brought a suitable time for Krishna to relish refreshing pastimes with Sri Radha. But when Krishna played with Balaram and the coward boys at this time, he felt the scorching heat of summer manifesting within himself as the burning pain of separation from Radhika. Before telling the next pastime, I will describe the summer season in Vrindavan. During the summer, the pathways become hard and dry from the blistering heat of the sun. A person's fingernails become brittle and crack. But inside the caves of Govardhan, where Krishna secretly enjoys with his beloveds, there is always a soothing and cooling atmosphere due to its natural springs and small ponds of water. The waves of the Jamuna meander lazily by her blistering banks of sand. People also move slowly due to the heat. Profuse perspiration brings relief from the sizzling sun rays. Everyone forgets the discomfort of perspiring by smelling the pleasing fragrance of citrusy flowers. The tops of the trees hang down to form natural canopies which shade the footpaths and kindly protect the Brajavasis from the pinching rays of the sun. In Vrindavan's cool shady groves, the Vanadevis, the forest maidens, are busy making delightful arrangements for Radha and Krishna's confidential pastimes. Scattered here and there are various kunjas, natural cottages made of groups of lush bushes, trees, and vines that have entrance doors on one side. The Vanadevis keep a variety of pleasurable substances such as pan, chandan, and pots of cool sandal-scented water inside the kunjas. There are also containers of refreshing drinks like madhu and mango nectar waiting to satisfy the divine couple and relieve their fatigue.